reliance on fossil fuels. To learn more about this program, please contact the Trade and Apprentice Education Division at 313-845-9609 or on the internet at www.hfcc.edu.
You want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford Community College. Henry Ford Community College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford Community College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford Community College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford Community College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Listen to Culture City Radio every Wednesday from noon to 2 p.m. Each week, take a ride on what's new and exciting in the world of indie music from the best new track from your favorite band. Classical indie tracks you never heard in a long time, some local bands get into the spotlight with their new music, and a three-song look at a new release. So join the lunchtime crowd and listen to Culture City Radio Wednesday from noon to 2 on the only station making waves, WHFR 89.3 FM in Dearborn and on the web at WHFR.FM.
WHFR Dearborn. Ooh, W. Hey,
can you hear me at all?
I can hear you.
Really? I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself. Why does this happen to us?
I don't know. Here. And I'm really low on
listen that. To the tunes for a second, even though you can't hear.
All right. I can hear the tunes. First one. Hello. There it is. It's going up. There it is. Hello. All right. Can you hear me now? Wonderful.
I could hear you the whole time.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're in the same room.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Lindsay? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dennis.
WHFR Dearborn, this is HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis, and we are back for the first show, January 10th, 2012. This is our first show of the new year, beginning our third year, actually, of doing this. So anybody listening that's listened to every show, you know what? Thank you. And always feel free to call in because we can maybe give you a pen or something for tolerating us for 2 years.
313-845-9676.
Hit option one. Absolutely. Yes. We do have so many things to go over now, don't we?
Big year
coming up.
Yes.
Actually, in we like to cover things as Lindsay, I think, so aptly calls us, the ambassadors of HFCC. We talk about things. We're broadcasting live from Dearborn, Michigan, the campus of Henry Ford Community College, and we talk about things that are going on at the school or because of the school and how they relate to not only students, faculty, and staff, but also the outside communities. That means you, the listeners, and if you're in the area, we welcome you. Many of the things that we bring up that are going on campus or because they're related to the school are either completely free or, in fact, a couple of the things we're going to talk about today are absolutely free. They take place on campus right now, and if not, sometimes they cost a little couple bucks. But there we are. So without further ado, let's go right into what I think may be it right now is fairly big news, but I'm hoping that it'll kind of go away soon, and that's that beginning just a few days ago, a week ago actually, January 1st, a little over a week ago,
yeah,
we instituted a smoking ban on the college campus.
As did many other colleges.
Incredible.
This is a trend.
Absolutely. In fact, we're more or less following the trend set forth in July by U of M Dearborn right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And and there's no smoking on the HFCC campus. I still see people, and I know it will be enforced. They have a progressive warning system, so if you're caught smoking because you forget this, you know, in these next few days, maybe even a week or two, I'm sure they will gently remind you there are only certain areas you can smoke, one of them being your own personal vehicle or a designated area that still has not been determined on campus. So we'll find out more about that, and I'm confident by our next show we'll know exactly where that location or two locations they've talked about possibly will be.
It's amazing how far it's come. You know, back many, many, many years ago, there was the Pagoda Room.
This is
going
to be an old joke.
The Pagoda Room in the basement of the Fine Arts Building was a smoking room.
Really?
You weren't here.
I went to Schoolcraft College my first time around, and we had what was called Waterman Center, Waterman Campus Center, and you could go down there and smoke. We'd play euchre. There was a pool table.
In the McKenzie Fine Arts Building, there used to be signs a few years ago when I went here even that said, you know, smoking room down Pagoda Room or whatever was the smoking room.
Right.
And it was this yellow, disgusting room.
And that's where everybody went to smoke.
And everybody went there to smoke, yes.
But even then, up until January 1st, you could smoke on campus in the parking lot or whatever. And of course, you had to be 50 feet from a building entrance out of respect as a courtesy. But yeah, now we're completely smoke-free. Like a hospital. Well, a hospital, you can't even smoke in your car.
Mm-mm.
So you can't smoke at all. So
this is all three campuses. This is Dearborn Heights. This is the East Side Dearborn campus. And this main campus.
That's a really good point.
Yes.
It is. It's everywhere.
All campuses.
So we want to make that very clear. Please, people visiting the college, whether you're a student, faculty, staff, or a visitor, or coming on to maybe register or find out more information, keep the cigarette pack in the car because you're not going to be able to smoke anywhere else. As of right now, we don't know those one or two other locations. So keep it in the car.
Yeah, and we will be sure to let you know when we do find out. HFCC's Campus Connection fills you in on what's going on, and we will be the first to know where those smoking sections are going to be on campus.
That's absolutely true.
Hopefully by the spring they'll have that figured out. Most people don't want to stand outside in the winter and smoke anyway, right?
I'm thinking maybe that's the delay. But we'll find out, and it will be not only on the Campus Connection, but we'll have that in the Mirror News as well.
And for those of you that are wanting to come to our smoke-free campus and maybe take some classes,
nice segue.
The course wait list is still available. It's going on for any courses for winter 2012. You can still enroll.
Right. It actually started October 31st because that was the beginning of the period where existing students, people that were already registered at the college, could enroll online sign up for their new classes online. The wait list was so important, and it still is, especially now. But in the beginning, it was important because the fear was that a lot of the classes that were important or popular, significant classes, may not have enough scheduled classes, and it would fill up fast, therefore the wait list. Well, now it's important because classes are filled up. School officially started yesterday. You can still enroll, though. So you may have to go on a wait list, but keep in mind that over the first week or two of classes, Lindsay, and I think this is probably the same everywhere. You're at Wayne State now. But don't you think that there is a kind of, I don't know what the word is, where people kind of weed out the first couple weeks. This isn't what I thought it'd be. This is harder than I thought it'd be. I got the wrong class, things like that, right?
Yeah, I was going to say coward, but that's not nice, is it?
No. People have different reasons for dropping out.
In
my particular case, yeah, the times I've done is because I was chicken.
I was completely overwhelmed, like, oh, no. What's this class?
Exactly.
All about?
I did not mean to take this. But obviously, as it's a cliche, but as soon as possible, it's so important that we actually have or people actually get on that waiting list because that's the only way that they'll be ready to get into the class if there is an opening.
Another thing about openings and enrolling at Henry Ford Community College is veterans. Henry Ford here, we have certified counselors who can explain Department of Veteran Affairs and their educational benefits. It's really confusing to some veterans. You're eligible for certain types of benefits and school grants and how to go to school and what to do. And we have college certified counselors that can help you and know the ins and outs of the Department of Veteran Affairs to keep you up to date information on how to guidelines and how to enroll and what to do to use your money that is given to you as being a veteran.
And I can, you know, and as I am not a veteran. And so like the process or the procedures that I've heard, and again, it doesn't affect me. So I probably wasn't paying attention as well as I would have if it had affected me, but it just seems like there's a lot of things to know. And I think we're really fortunate to have people here that do specialize in this stuff. I mean, they really do. There are new laws. There are new rules.
You and I, we receive financial aid and grants and stuff. Imagine if we were a veteran, too. Then that's a whole other thing to keep track of. And it's hard
and
to
I would imagine,
don't make enrolling in school easy.
Well, no. Well, they do if you talk to the right people.
You have a school with good counselors.
Right. If you or I were to do it on our own, I think it would take a lot longer. And we might get things wrong. I know firsthand. Personally, I did something wrong that put me behind the eight ball in a certain situation. So I know that. And that was with the help of a counselor to mm-hmm. a degree. I mean, it was my mistake, but I you know what I mean? So right. I didn't go as far as I should getting my questions answered. But the bottom line is we have those people here.
Yeah,
From
what I know, I have some friends that are veterans, and I know the GI Bill is something that's really hard to understand at first.
Okay.
I mean, you get out of the military, and you're like, okay, I got this GI Bill. What do I do with it? How do I go to school?
Exactly.
Henry Ford Community College has counselors that can help you if you'd like to learn more about enrolling for the winter semester, and you are a veteran, or if you're not a veteran and you want to enroll for the winter semester, there's still time. HFCC.edu. Check it out. Also, if you are eligible for the DVA Educational Benefits, which is the GI Bill, you can go to www.gibill.va.gov, and their website will help you out too. Call them to check it out.
There's a lot of help in that. And you're right. There's certain things that are really confusing. To me, financial aid in general is sort of confusing,
mm-hmm.
And it's been explained to me. And I know, like I said, there's new rules. There were some that were just over the summer those are the things that affected me. So you do have to keep up on it. Unfortunately, our counselors here, I should have asked them more. was my fault.
No, but it happens to everybody. I had the same problems at Wayne State. You know,
and
I'm a senior, and I've had smooth sailing financial aid, and all of a sudden my senior year, I screwed up.
Right, right.
You know? So
I even asked somebody, well, what, is this common? Did I do something? Because it just seemed like such a bird brain move. And they go, yeah, hundreds of people do the same thing. So okay.
I don't know anybody that has any trouble with it. So
okay.
Thankfully, our counselors here, though, are very, very knowledgeable on how to help you. So
absolutely.
If you're having trouble, and veterans, please come enroll. Come to Henry Ford Community College.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of our school.
What's going on Monday, though? Do you want to talk about
it? Can I bring this in? Because
being proud of the school, this is definitely
the young lady
proud
you just
of.
Met, her name is Danielle Addington, and she and I...
Who I just met. You didn't meet.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Lindsay. The young lady you just met is Danielle Addington, and I had her in a class. Jenna and I had an acting class with her last semester, and she's just awesome. And she's, in fact, been cast in Grease,
mm-hmm.
and she is the secretary for the Ice Carving Club. And the Ice Carving Club, when we talk about them on the show, in fact, I think...
we've had a few members
first
of
guests,
the show. Yeah,
not our very first, but we've had people on in the early
they
time.
They were our very first. No,
I thought Chad was.
Chad was. Chad
so
was
they were
our first
second.
Guest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that all came about because Lindsay, and I love telling this story, Lindsay wandered out. This is in the days when we used to pre-record the show. Generally,
dark.
It was on a Monday.
Then it was dark, right? Wasn't it nighttime?
Yeah, it was.
It was nighttime.
It was nighttime. We got in here like, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock on a Monday
mm-hmm.
for our show that would air the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would record and edit and everything. It was so much fun. And Lindsay comes in, and we're getting ready to start, and she's like, I don't get it. I'm like, what? She goes, okay. Outside in the cold, because this would have been November.
Mm-hmm.
Our second show was in November.
Back when it used to snow.
It snowed in November, and they're out there with ice. And she said, "I hear these chainsaws," and I'm out there looking. You know, why would there be chainsaws on HFCC's campus? And then she saw people applying irons, the kind of iron that you would iron your clothes,
mm-hmm.
to the ice, and it had us baffled. So we immediately talked about it a little. We did our show that we had to do. And we went out and we met the people that were there. And it wasn't that show. It was the fall, or did we get them on our show that time? Maybe we did. I don't remember. But we talked to the people in the Ice Carving Club, the officers, you know, the president, vice president, treasurer, and such. And we had four people on a pre-recorded show, in addition to Lindsay and myself. And it was so much fun. I think we laughed for like 15 minutes straight, just mm-hmm. on basically just what they do is so counterintuitive, you know, mm-hmm. ironing ice and chainsaws and stuff like that. So it was just, to me, it was a really entertaining thing. The whole point of this, and Lindsay's looking at me like, get to it, please. We have a lot of stuff. The point of this is...
ice carving club here.
Thanks. The past weekend, a total of 21 students from 6 colleges in Michigan and Ohio competed in the National Ice Carving Association Collegiate Invitational, and it was in downtown Holland, Michigan. First place team with the highest overall score were the newcomers from Henry Ford Community College.
The newcomers.
Well, they're new to this particular.
I know.
Yeah,
wasn't that something?
That is so cool. And let's see, over 2 days, the students use everything from chainsaws and torches to hot irons and chisels to carve works of art from 300-pound blocks of ice. They competed in a compulsory buffet-style sculpture competition, which is what they did at the Invitational here.
Yes.
And a four-hour freestyle, which is an hour more than they did here, a four-hour freestyle competition in unusually warm weather.
Yeah.
I know how challenging they would be from watching the Invitational here. Anyway,
so our team took first place, and then with the individual competitions,
they don't have
Henry Ford took a number of places.
Fourth, for our seventh, 11th.
Sixth and 11th.
Yeah.
I know that. I mean, we didn't take first in any of the individual, but we got the whole team first.
We
so,
did.
I mean.
And all the individual winners received a T-shirt and a gift certificate for carving tools. Each school received an engraved plaque and a gift certificate for carving tools. So they go.
Wonderful.
They don't leave empty-handed.
And this ice carving club that we have here goes year-round. They practice in the deep freezers.
They do.
Here on campus at the Skylight in the 5101 kitchen.
Absolutely.
And they practice year-round.
Well, there's an actual class now. It's an ice carving class.
Chef Teeple, isn't he the...
He's the advisor to the club as well as the instructor for the class, and it meets on Mondays. They had their first class yesterday, and I know that they, if somebody's interested, I believe that there's an opportunity, and it would be Mondays from 5 to 9.
My guess is that would be a class that would fill up, so get on the wait list.
My wife did it. She applied, and because of another theater class she had to take, she had to drop, so I know that there's one opening as of this morning.
Is there a prereq for that?
No.
No?
Yeah,
you can just get in there and have at it with a chainsaw.
Legally, you have to be able to play with chainsaws, yeah.
Yeah, legally.
Yeah. But anyway, and they do recommend, because it's a class, there are supplies that are needed. Some are supplied, some are not.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, they being the people I know from the ice carving club, say join the club too, because you have the opportunity to use a lot of that equipment. So all around this is a good opportunity.
You have opportunity to take first place in Holland. Awesome. Or next weekend. What's going on?
Detroit Zoo. You got it. Go to the detroitzoo.org. Also, obviously, at our website, icecarvingclub.hfcc.edu.
Mm-hmm.
And also the hfcc.edu/clubs, and you can find clubs and activities, the Ice Carving Club. But they actually have their own spot on the website now because of how, I mean, they're gaining so much momentum in this.
Yeah.
So January 7th and 8th. Wait, that was last weekend.
That was last weekend.
I'm sorry. The Detroit Zoo is coming up this coming weekend, which would be the
13th.
The 14th. And then the Plymouth Ice Show is January 17th through 22nd in
which
downtown
is huge.
Plymouth. That is monstrous.
That's very big.
That's the biggest one that
we do that
I
every
know of.
And for the last 3-4 years, probably longer, but as long as I've been following the Ice Carving Club a bit, they've been at the Plymouth Ice Show every year.
We've been following it on the show for a couple of years now, and before that, I'd heard of them.
I'd gone to the Plymouth thing before, and I was like, wow, that's Henry Ford Community College.
Well, I went
to school there once.
I grew up in Livonia, and we would go to the Plymouth Show. I mean, it's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oldest that I know of and one of the biggest. But anyway, that's this coming weekend, and then 2 weeks, I'm sorry, the zoo is this coming weekend, and then the Plymouth Ice Show is 2 weeks from then.
Wrapping up the month, January.
Wrapping it up. Yeah.
So congratulations to the Ice Club. First place in Holland, and it's not their first. They've gotten first place in many different competitions around the state.
Absolutely.
And they are amazing. So good job for them going to Holland for the first time and taking first place for their millionth time.
Yeah, well, they won the HFCC Invitational here, which our team hosted. They won that one as well, overall, as well as first place individually.
Nice.
So yeah, there's a lot of talent. Don't you remember that the swine flu?
That was a good one.
Jeff Lowe, he did a pig with wings, and he called it swine flu, and it won first place. We got a picture of it on the cover of the newspaper too. I thought it was brilliant.
Great. So what's going on Monday is Henry Ford Community College is closed. Yes, January 16th.
Oh, you're right. Absolutely.
They are, right?
It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes. That is actually a holiday, if you did not know,
to
our listeners. A majority of everywhere is closed,
and
it's a great day to go out and volunteer.
It is. It's considered an official day of service, meaning you can, you can do this any day. You don't need it to be a holiday, a national holiday to do it, but in particular because what the
day
stands for.
You get the day off, and you get the day off of everything else that you're supposed to be doing, so why not go do something that you wouldn't ordinarily do?
Well, let's face it. I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. had many ways that he contributed to the world, and I think this is a chance to not only recognize him, but help people ourselves, and it is a day of service.
Day of service. Henry Ford Community College was registering people, our students, and anyone that's wanting to help and do some sort of service on Martin Luther King Day. Registration was going on in December, I believe, maybe the beginning of January, to register for service day. As of now, Dennis and I just found out you do not need to volunteer, or I'm sorry, yes, you do need to volunteer.
Yeah.
You do not need to register to be part of the service day with Henry Ford Community College.
Right.
You can show up at University of Michigan Dearborn at 8 a.m. on Monday and take part in the services that we're going to be doing. I know that they go to Vista Maria. I think they clean windows, paint walls.
Is it on there?
No, it's not.
Oh, shoot.
I'm just going off memory because they go to a ton of different places.
Right.
And basically, I think you get a
Gleaners
t-shirt.
Gleaners wasn't one of
them? Gleaners is one of them. I know there's arts and scraps.
Which some of them we do actually here or at U of MD.
Yeah.
And you'll never leave. But whatever you're doing will be taken somewhere
I
when you're done.
I believe you get a t-shirt.
They did last year.
Yeah, and they did last year.
It's not on there.
Anyway, no, it's not on here because this is just a poster saying, you know, you can. This was to register for it. Obviously, registration is not over. If you want to,
no. We were told you can register up till tomorrow online.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, is it the liveunitedsem.org? Is that on there?
Nope.
What? There is a website.
Oh yes, there is. I'm sorry. Liveunitedsem.org.
Right.
/MLK2012/HFCC. Sorry about that. It's
just
in bold.
If you go to the web, it's only in
I overlooked it. It's like in 20 font print.
It's all shouting at you. It's all caps. But anyway, liveunitedsem.org. Tomorrow is the last day to register. And just let me say, Lindsay had a great point. You don't need to register. And we did kind of think you did.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. But the reason for the registration is they only need so many people in certain spots. So if you have a particular place that you would like to, you know, give your day of service, the earlier the better. And that you might miss out on that if there's something that's more desirable. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you, I want to go to Vista Maria and do whatever. Well, if they don't need anybody there, that would be the advantage of registering. But if you just want to help, just for the idea of going out and doing a day of service, which I don't know, that makes sense on so many levels, then just show up at 8 a.m. Sure.
Show up at 8 a.m. If you have any more questions too, aside from the website, there's also a student activities office phone number you can call, 313-845-9865.
Cool beans.
And that'll get you straight to the student straight through to the student activities office.
Do you still are you still on HFCC?
Am I still on HFCC?
Yeah, I was just curious because I wanted to throw out there because we don't really. Well, we're going in order of different topics, and I just and this is one we hadn't talked about, so I just want to throw out that we do have, in fact, our basketball team is playing at home tomorrow night, 7:30 against Kirkland Community College, and then again. See, that was 11th, and then again Saturday at home at 3 o'clock against Schoolcraft.
How is the basketball team doing? Have a really our basketball team has a history of doing very
they
well.
Are doing well. I have to tell you that all of the information, I'm kind of dumb in this area, all the information is sitting on my desk because I was getting ready to put the article together for this paper. So I don't have their record. I know that they're doing well. I know that
this is something we'll definitely know by February, though.
Absolutely,
because
but
they'll have more games
and fun to watch too. The game that we went to, and I don't know if you saw this in the paper, in the upper corner, our photographer, he was the same gentleman who had the picture of the coyote on campus. He was the only one to get the picture of the coyote.
Hmm.
He had a picture of the players from the Hawks, kind of standing around in a huddle with a scoreboard above them, 4.2 seconds left, and the score tied. And then he's got a picture that we kind of built some suspense and said, and the winner is. And then inside on the sports page, it shows all of the Hawks with their hands in the air. No time on the clock, and the Hawks win by two. And it was just a great story, those two photos
good
together.
Shot.
It was a great shot.
I got caught up, and I got really – you said coyote. What is this? I don't know about the coyote.
Yeah, you do. Remember they
campus?
Thought it was a bobcat on campus, and it turned out to be a coyote? And we were the only ones to get the photo?
Really? God, why don't I remember this?
Because we talked about it like 2 months ago. And
okay,
you probably
didn't,
you're like me. You don't remember what we had for breakfast.
It was before Christmas.
Yeah. I'm in a daze. There's BC and AC, before Christmas and after. No, but seriously, there was everybody. Fox 2 was here. There were everybody was calling the president of the college for quotes. And they thought, in fact, even in the Press and Guide or the Times Herald, it said, coyote or bobcat seen on HFCC campus. Well, there's a big difference, first of all. Some people thought it might be a fox. I heard, what else did I hear? I've heard all kinds of different
things. So
this
was like back in November?
Uh-huh. Well, our photographer got the photo in, like, I think October 31st.
Gosh.
October 30th.
I'm so still drawn to play. We talked about it on Campus Connection.
Absolutely. It was on the front page of the newspaper, our student newspaper. I'll show you and it'll ring. It'll ring a bell when I show you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so we have the coyote here.
All right. Well, great. going on tonight, actually, right? Yes, tonight is the planetarium opens up for the Winter Star Talk.
Now, remember that this is a new building. Oh, I'm sorry.
New planetarium.
It's renovated. The building, this is in the old science building, not to be confused with the new addition, which will be the collectively called the Science Center.
Mm-hmm.
This is the old science building where we've always had the planetarium, but they renovated it. And it's with new equipment. And it's really cool. And it's not a circle anymore. You sit in a line. And it's really neat.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's optimal viewing. It's really cool the way they do it. Well, tell them about this show. This is pretty neat.
Well, the show is starting tonight, and it is the Winter Star Talk titled Sing by the Woods on a Snowy Evening. That is the Robert Frost poem.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty cool.
I
love that poem. And, you know, Robert Frost's house that he used to write poems in is on display at Greenfield Village. It's been there for, like, years.
Really?
Pretty cool, huh?
Right. Along with, like, Noah Webster.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I love going into old people's, that just sounds bad. No, I love going into homes like that, those historic homes. I love that. And seeing, especially if they can recreate it the way it was.
Right.
You know?
All right, we're getting off track.
I got
off track because Robert Frost is cool.
That's okay.
All right, this program is going on at Henry Ford Community College. It's called the Hammond Planetarium now.
Yes.
It was not called the Hammond Planetarium before, was it?
Yeah, but they never used that name.
Never.
Never. And it was, it was for a very short period of
time.
We
never... On Campus Connection said Hammond Planetarium.
I don't know the exact day. I want to say within the last 2 years, a gentleman passed away. His last name was Hammond. And he left some money to the college. I don't know if it was specifically for that, but he left some money for the college, and so they named the planetarium.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I have no idea. We always just say planetarium in the science building.
I think it was like $250,000 that he left for various things, and part of that went to the school.
We talk about the planetarium often, so from now on I will always say Hammond Planetarium.
Absolutely.
Because that's wonderful that, you know,
right.
This man was able to do that
and
for us.
Apparently it was a gift to the college that they didn't expect. You know, nobody had any way of knowing, and it was so grateful.
We should dig and find the story behind that, the Hammond Planetarium.
You
know quite a bit. Yeah, we're going to do it.
Well, yeah, but whatever, I don't know, I make up. So anyway.
So tonight, doors open at 7:15, and they close promptly at 7:30.
That's important.
That is when the program begins. It closes for safety reasons, and latecomers cannot be admitted once the doors are closed.
I don't even care if you know the secret knock. No,
Jose. You cannot. It's dark.
It's dark in there.
It's very, very dark. There are no reservations, so... seating is available first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
You show up and that's it. It is free and open to the public. Dennis and I always have free events going on, or we speak of the free events going on here
right.
on campus. It is tonight.
Or we talk about having done them ourselves so you can re-experience them with us free.
Right.
Sorry. That was really reaching for a joke there. Sorry.
That's good.
Anyway.
All right, so it's every Tuesday starting tonight. The next one is January 17th, next Tuesday, and then the 24th, Tuesday after. All through February. Up until February 28th, which is leap year. We have 29th this year.
I know. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
No. Wouldn't that be something, though?
Dennis is like 12.
Yeah. But in real years.
Right. Okay, so show up tonight, 7:15. Show up at 7. Show starts at 7:30. It says, you know, doors are open at 7:15. Get here at 7.
And this is the first show of this particular one.
Dave Van Dorp. Know that name?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's the voice of Dearborn.
Yes.
He's the man that's at all the Dearborn events at the Fine Performing Community Arts Center.
Is he narrating?
He is the narrator.
Okay, used to be Susan McGraw.
She did The Fall. Yeah, she's done a couple of them.
She's busy, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So Dave Van Dorp, he is the voice of Dearborn, and he will be doing Stopping by the Woods in a Snowy Evening.
I love
that poem.
Awesome.
Abby knows that poem by
heart.
So
what are the chances that we get Abby and take her there?
It's Tuesday night, and
is that bad with your school schedule?
I'm doing all night classes this semester for the first time ever.
Really?
I'm missing a lot of nighttime events and things that go on with her in school.
Right.
So it's kind of a bummer for me, but I know that there are people around that would take her. So
yeah, but I know that I can talk you into skipping one.
Oh, I can.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's only it's only my capstone level course. I can skip it.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Big stuff going on. Big band. And Chicago.
This is huge to me. Because I'm a huge fan of Chicago.
Are you?
I can't help it. Seriously, I really...
No, there's nothing. No shame there.
Oh, no. I don't. I know. I didn't mean like that. I just... even like when I was in high school, I was like... I guess that they're not the... They're not the rock and roll band a lot of people like or whatever. Just the nice, easy listening music.
It is easy listening, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Chicago. But they're rocking.
They can.
They're rocking.
Yeah, but I don't think of them... As rock, WNIC kind of, you know, things that we, anything easy listening is all, anytime
well,
I've ever heard it.
What's interesting about this concert going on January 28th at 8 p.m. in the Michael A. Guido Theater at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center on Michigan Avenue is Henry Ford's Big Band as well as Midnight Blue, our jazz ensemble. They're going to be doing music from the swing era to present, all the way from now, from then to Chicago. That's okay. Where it goes. So yes, many songs by Chicago, but also it's starting the swing era. And I was confused when I read it. I was like, swing in Chicago.
Right.
Because...
Okay. Well, is the swing era what I think it is?
Yeah,
like the late 20s?
Yeah, well, Miles Davis.
Okay.
Kind of rings a bell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Benny Goodman.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, very. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Glenn Miller.
Sure.
All right. Getting me?
No, I totally do, but I wondered where they started. That's all. But no, you're right. That style of music is
Duke
wonderful.
Ellington. It was one that's listed on here.
Right.
So, yeah, and then as well as big band arrangements from rock group Chicago. So
right.
It says here on my little printout that Chicago is a rock group.
Oh, absolutely. Right. No, I understand.
It's easy listening rock.
It's just really nice music.
It is really nice music.
Anytime I've ever heard it, it's definitely been one of the things that have relaxed me.
I believe that anything the big band here at Henry Ford Community College plays is nice music.
Oh,
this
yeah.
band has won many awards. They have traveled the world.
Right.
They've been at the inauguration for the president.
Oh, good
I
point.
Mean, yeah, this is a major, major band, as well as Midnight Blue, which is our top vocal and jazz ensemble.
Didn't they have a PBS? Wasn't one of their concerts on PBS?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know we talked about this a year ago.
I wouldn't be surprised. We probably, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My memory's not working today, Dennis.
That's okay. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this, folks.
Yeah.
Remember
funny.
When you...
Yeah, I know.
Know that money
no,
you owe me?
No,
sorry.
I don't remember a thing. Both of these groups, bands here at Henry Ford, are directed by the one and only Kevin Dewey. He is the
awesome.
Director of vocal music, and...
He's also the director of vocal music for the upcoming musical Grease.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man.
Good guy.
Very, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
These are just two of the 9 performing ensembles at Henry Ford Community College that Kevin Dewey manages.
What?
9 different ones that we have here.
Oh, and you want me to help with the musical? Okay.
Over 250 musicians take part in Henry Ford Community College's musical ensembles.
Wow.
Amazing.
It is.
Our bands perform all over, nationally, internationally, travel the world. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. If you'd like to see them, show up January 28th, 2012. That is the last Saturday of the month.
It
I believe
like
so.
Oh,
January 28th, yeah.
31 days, sorry.
At 8 o'clock. And tickets are $20. Yes, this is not one of the many free events that Dennis and I speak of.
No, but $20 for this.
$20
that
to
much
go
entertainment,
see them. Yeah.
Quality, absolutely.
Wonderful. This concert is just getting us ready for the annual President's College collage concert that
right.
they do.
That's in February, though, right?
February 18th. In our February show, we're going to talk about that. Maybe we've been talking about having Kevin Dewey visit. He's so busy.
I know.
And this is the season for him and his bands to be.
And in. I know that I would. If we're gonna pluck him for something, I think it should be Grease.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And then we can talk
that's
about
later
this
in
retrospect.
Spring. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, because the President's Collage Concert.
Collage
concert
mm-hmm.
goes on every year, and it's featuring all of the bands, all of the musicians, over 250 musicians getting together doing both instrumental and vocal.
And the quality is almost like an all-star concert.
So go have a treat and hear them January 28th, and
yeah.
then get ready for the big show February 18th.
Awesome.
So, yes, if you'd like to go, call 943-2354, and that will get you through to the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center box office so you can purchase your tickets.
That is awesome.
And we're going to take a short little break.
All right.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back to the Campus Connection.
HFCC's Campus Connection. Stay tuned.
WebAdvisor is a secure internet program that allows HFCC students and faculty to safely access their college-related information. Through WebAdvisor, current students may register for classes, drop and add classes, pay for classes, retrieve grades, view and print schedules, get updates on financial aid info, check account balances. Log on to WebAdvisor at my.hfcc.edu or from the HFCC homepage at www.hfcc.edu.
2012. A new year can be a chance for change. New plans, new goals, perhaps to fulfill new dreams. At Henry Ford Community College, we can be your partner for all of this. We have over 110 academic degrees and certificates if you're just starting out. Or if you're career building or career changing, we have classes for that too. And life enrichment for the fun of it. Our winter semester begins on Monday, January 9th, and continues through April. For your most preferred classes at the best days and times, enroll now, either online anytime at hfcc.edu or in person at our main campus, 5101 Evergreen Road, just south of Ford Road in Dearborn. If you'll be a new student, you must first go in person to the HFCC admissions office. Do that before December 23rd or after January 1st. Have a great 2012 and consider making HFCC part of your plans. Full information at www.hfcc.edu.
That was a little reminder for you to make sure that you still enroll for winter classes, because you are still able to. So thanks, Jay Cornick, station supervisor, for making that nice little...
Jay, yeah. We do our show
PSA.
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
Every Friday, 1 o'clock from 1 to 2. It's the
new
WHFR
so if you don't get
Journal.
Enough of Dennis here on every second Tuesday of the month, you can hear him weekly.
Yeah, I just heard many radios just click off. If you aren't sick of Dennis.
Oh, jeez, Dennis.
But I do want to say that this particular, this Friday, the new WHFR Journal from 1 to 2 p.m., this particular week, we have an interview. Jay arranged an interview with a gentleman named Richard Greener, who, I have to, pardon me if I get this backward, because he wrote a series of novels based on, I think it's called, his series is called The Locator, and the TV show that he's of which he's the creator is called The Finder, but it's based on his novels. So his name's Richard Greener. Beyond that, though, the gentleman is incredible. I mean, he had heart problems for 30 years of his life and had a heart transplant, which, as you probably know, it's a high percentage of your body will reject that. But we're going to find out more about that. But he is a success story with the heart transplant, and he's the founder or the creator of a TV series based on his novels. I think that's impressive. Richard Greener, so we'll talk to him.
The show is beginning this month on Fox?
Yes, it begins, I believe, Thursday night is the show.
So you'll have them the day after the first airing on Fox. Wonderful.
Right. Yeah, so we'll have that this week. And then
big things happening at the Journal.
Well, the Journal's great. And then because of the auto show, we're getting maybe the editor of one of the local car magazines, Car and Driver, Road and Track, whatever, somebody that maybe from Ann Arbor. And then we're going to move into the political arena, because obviously there's a presidential primaries coming up in February. So, yeah, we're going to be busy.
Yeah, the GOP has been... thrilling, huh?
Oh my gosh. I'm inundated with this stuff, and
yeah, that's why Dennis and I, we do the Henry Ford Community College Campus Connection.
This is as much politics as I want, right?
Yeah, and we can talk about free stuff going on, and there's more free things going on that I want to talk about right now that you and I both did not know much about what a CNC programmer does.
No, I've heard of a CNC machine. I never knew what it stood for. I just assumed it was a brand.
Something techie. And I thought it was just way over my head, but it was just techie stuff. I know, we're just kind of like, oh, yeah.
Well, and we talked about it because we didn't need to know what the initial stood for to tell people that there's these programs are available.
Yeah.
But now we know what it stands for, don't we?
Exactly. It stands for Computer Numerically Controlled.
Okay.
That's it.
CNC. So it's a Computer Numerically controlled machine.
Yes.
CNC
and
machine.
If you want to be a programmer of that machine, you can do it. You can learn how for free.
For free.
For
so
free.
There is training available here at the college. Is it at?
For free. It's here at the college. It's going to be, I believe it's at the MTech, maybe.
Okay.
I might be getting confused with the other free thing we're going to talk about.
All right.
HFCC is offering a free 6-week CNC programming trainer course from February 6th to March 16th. This training course... students are going to gain knowledge and experience in CNC machinery, obviously.
Right.
And this includes various computer-aided manufacturing, CAM. We've mentioned CAM a few times.
Sure.
The technology building here that has an amazing program, which has been pushing many, many, many different degree opportunities.
Over
and
the tech
certification.
Building?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and we've talked about CAM a few times with them.
The environmental programs that they have that are going green. Amazing. Amazing here.
So to go to the CNC free... courses, you learn about CAM for free. 2D programming, SolidWorks drawing systems, 3D machinery, and the Vertical Machine Center, VMC.
Okay.
See, all this is very technical, way over my head, but somebody knows what this stuff is, and somebody is like, wow, this is free, and I can be there and take advantage of it.
That's right.
Students who successfully complete the program will receive an industry-recognized HASS Level 2 certification. So this is, like, serious. This isn't like, oh, I got,
I got this little
I got a little diploma on a T-shirt from Henry Ford Community College. No, this is a certified HASS Level 2 certification that you receive. These CNC machines, do you know where they're at? Where do you get a job with a CNC machine?
From what I understand, I mean, they're common in the workplace.
Everywhere.
In machine shops.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. What specifically they're for, I think there's obviously different ones. I mean, CNC, now that I know what the things stand for, I'm sure that they can use those machines for different applications.
They're pretty much everywhere.
But I would imagine that I know you, Lindsay. I know you very well, and I know you're going to give us information on where we can get more information, and I'm sure that's going to be the answer right there.
Well, I am going to say, though, like you said, they're machine shops and stuff, factories, mm-hmm. manufacturing plants. They are used to cut and shape and form products from raw wood, metals, and plastics.
Okay.
Building cards, making, anything. Plastic? Everything's made out of plastic, right?
It seems like it. Right.
This board, everything in this radio studio that we're in has been made from CNC, probably. To participate in the training course, students must meet the following criteria. You need to provide proof of employment or veteran status.
Okay.
So once again, veterans, come to Henry Ford, do a free course. Minimum of 2 years working with a CNC.
Okay.
And be able to read shop prints.
Okay.
Have minimal computer skills. Minimal. So know how to work a word processor.
Exactly, exactly.
You know how to make a file folder. I mean, minimal. All you have to know, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It is.
Most people think, I'm thinking, this is technical stuff. Man, I don't know how to do that.
Well, the 2 years experience would be, that would be the difference between somebody... You know what I'm saying? That's kind of important.
Well, the minimum of 2 years working experience in a CNC milling and turning centers. So, once again, someone knows what that means. I don't know what a milling and turning center is.
I'm going to throw this out. This seems like this particular training would be ideal for somebody that has been maybe entry level in a machine shop or a factory around these types of machines, but they don't have the training
or
the certification to do the next step, which would be, in my opinion, would be a higher job. In
mm-hmm.
other words, more, it would be, in essence, a promotion. Maybe make more money. So that's where HFCC comes in.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything other than come here for those particular classes on those particular dates. You don't have to pay anything.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yes. If you want to know more about this, if you want to apply for the course, there's nothing more to learn. All you need to do is learn how to get certified.
Right. I mean, if you already have the 2 years experience, this is going to be a simple process.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to have CNC operator training. That's optional to already be around the machines, like we were saying.
Right. This is the training.
2 years experience being around it, pretty much. You can call 317-6607 and talk to, I don't want to butcher her name, Arlicia. Arlicia.
Arlicia, yeah.
Ms. Somerville.
Okay, yeah, Ms.
Yeah.
Somerville.
Ms.
I like
Somerville, 317-6607-313 is the area code. Once again, this is for the free course going on here. It's 6 weeks for the CNC programmer training course.
I like it.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, I think that somebody around the machines for 2 years would know more than obviously we do.
Yeah.
Like I think it's very obvious to people listening, we're not completely, we can repeat the information and the people that know what it means will understand.
Some listeners or students may wonder, though, too, like, well, how is this 6 week course offered here for free? And I'm paying all this tuition money for my classes. Like, how come my course isn't free? This workforce solution was funded by a grant that was awarded by the U.S. Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration.
Which means that it has to be specifically used for this.
Yes, and it was a grant that was awarded to Henry Ford Community College to be able to do this. So
awesome.
That is why we are able to offer these things. And Henry Ford Community College has offered grants like that because why? We rock.
We do. And my gosh, if you have you fit the criteria for something to just show up, what do they say? 80-90% of success is showing up. If you
mm-hmm.
have this, come to the free thing. You don't have to do anything but prove that you meet the criteria, and then you just pay attention and get a better job.
Yeah.
There
it's certified.
Certified.
HASS Level 2 certification.
You said that like you know what it means. It's HASS Level 2.
It sounds great, right? It's better than Level 1 or Level 3.
Well,
no, Level 1 could be.
Because in golf, the lower score is better.
So either way, if it's 1 or 3, 2 is awesome, right?
2 is right in the middle of
it's
awesomeness.
It's a happy medium.
Yes.
It's a happy medium. Everybody wins. Level 2 is great.
All right, good. Moving on.
Moving on.
Excuse me. The opinions expressed in the show are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. This is the opinions of Lindsay and Dennis, and they don't tell us what to say.
No, yeah, we are the ambassadors of the school.
Yes.
But that's all opinion, too, I guess.
It's our opinion. And you know what? Between 1 and 2 on the second Tuesday of the month, our opinion matters.
Yeah, it's a happy medium.
All right.
So what else is going on here that is free? It's HFCC is going to be offering a 5-day seminar titled Power Up Your Communication. This is for the unemployed or underemployed and veterans. So
veterans, this show is, part of it is dedicated to you.
Yeah. Is it Veterans Day?
No, it's not.
All jokes aside, this is serious, and it is for the unemployed, underemployed, and for veterans. It's February 6th to the 10th, and it's going on at the MTech, which is on Schaefer Road in Dearborn.
Do you know where that is?
Schaefer
by Rotunda.
Yes, Schaefer by Rotunda. Mm-hmm. It's a twisty-turny kind of road,
right? You know
what, right?
I found? The easiest way is if you go down Michigan Avenue to Schaefer, so you're
going eastbound
on mm-hmm. Michigan Avenue to Schaefer, you make a right. You go south, it'll be on your right-hand side after you go underneath the viaduct.
Nice.
Underneath the bridge.
I can picture it. I know exactly where it's at.
And then, of course, that's where our nursing school is.
The seminar is, that's right, the new nursing facility is there and doing well.
Doing well.
The wait list is still long as ever, so if you want to be a nurse, that's another thing. Come to Henry Ford Community College and get on that wait list.
But it's not as long as we thought. Our business manager for the Mirror News, mm-hmm. we've talked about her extensively, Jen Donowski. She was accepted into the nursing program a while ago, but it wasn't. I think she waited. Ultimately, it turned out to be a year, and she started classes yesterday.
Wonderful.
Now, that's not, I mean, there's different circumstances and different situations, so I'm not saying it's only a year. I don't care what they tell you. I think it could be as
even
much as
so,
a 3-year.
A year wait list is still, I mean, that's just because our nursing program is amazing here.
It is.
Ford Community College. It's one of, it's our students top, go on to pass the boards without fail
absolutely.
Most of the time.
And it's one of the top 20 in the country.
Mm-hmm.
In the country.
Yes.
How could, I mean, that's incredible.
One more thing about this school.
There we go.
So, back on this communication seminar. It's going on from February 6th to the 10th.
All right.
And it's from 8 a.m. to 4:30 at the MTech building. It's free. Okay, the seminar is an objective to teach participants how to communicate effectively, strengthen interpersonal relationships, tap unrecognized potential,
okay,
and manage stress and handle fast-changing workplace conditions, which can be one of the, it's make or break you, you know? If the workplace is changing rapidly
and you just can't
handle it, and that's why some people are unfortunately ending up unemployed or underemployed.
And I mean, and that's worst case scenario. But even an alternative is higher levels of stress
mm-hmm.
because you're not equipped to deal with it properly, or you can't communicate it right.
Mm-hmm.
So that stress isn't healthy either.
I mean,
losing your job, getting more stress, and hurting your health. I mean, these are all negative alternatives, obviously.
Right.
So
the seminar, once again, is another thing that is being done because of a grant that the U.S. Department of Labor has awarded us. And we're able to...
I love our grant writers.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's great.
That's
hard to do, too.
People are going to be able to... The idea is to develop a take charge attitude. And it allows them to initiate with confidence and enthusiasm the needs to go on and get a job. You know, the class is also gives... participants the confidence and skills needed to stand at the front of the line for consideration when applying for a job.
And it goes so much deeper than that. It will help in your relationships. It will help in your confidence and increase confidence
mm-hmm.
and a more powerful personality. I mean, that doesn't, that can't you see a thousand ways that could be an advantage?
Right. It's a 4-day seminar, and each day they are going to be taking different topic for each day.
Cool.
So like the stress thing will be one day, communication skills, how to talk to people, what to do for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Writing too. They're going to do writing skills.
Interesting.
And yes, that's always helpful. Cause, you know,
you and I are pretty confident, but it seems like that would help us too.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm thinking, you know, why
free?
Not? Why it's free? Exactly.
Is it at night though? Because you can't go.
Yeah. No, actually, it's perfect for me. It's 8 to 4:30, and it's right on my way to Wayne State down the road.
Really?
Well,
okay.
In that direction. The third day focuses on making ideas clear, and enhancing relationships. So, that's pretty cool.
He says from 8 to 4:30 for 4 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And if
February 6th to 10th.
If you go to one, do you have to go to all of them?
I don't believe you do. No, seating is limited, and it's first come first served basis. You don't have to register for this.
Oh,
you
this
just
is
show up.
Show up. I like it.
So, let me see if I have actually a breakdown of each day. Yes, actually, I do.
Okay.
The first day is building foundation for success,
okay.
boosting the self-confidence. Second day is effective communications. written communications, oral communications, listening, email etiquette.
Beautiful.
And
so important.
Identifying causes of miscommunication, you know, which happens often.
Well,
with me anyway.
My wife says I'm the cause. So it's pretty simple in our house.
Yeah, it helps you listen, you know.
What?
Exactly. Second day, Dennis will be there February 7th from 8 to 4:30 if you want to meet Dennis in person.
Yeah.
Communicate with him.
Just email me.
Good luck.
I may read it.
Yeah, he has great email etiquette. The third day focuses on making ideas clear and enhancing relationships.
Wow.
Fourth day focuses on ethics of business communication, customer
Very
services,
good.
And conflict resolution. And the fifth day focuses on influencing people through trust and respect.
How could you miss any of those days?
Exactly. I think everyone should go to every single day.
If they include lunch, I'm in. I'm just
you
kidding.
Know what?
Not for free, I know.
No.
That's okay. That's okay.
Altogether, they're going to help you become more open-minded and take charge of your life and opportunities in the job world.
You know, what's interesting, and I know we have other things, but what's interesting about that is that there's ways of being, not forceful, assertive is a good word, without being aggressive, without being abrasive. There's ways of doing things where you are on point and leading and directing through your actions and words,
mm-hmm.
right? Without being a jerk, I guess. And I meet so many people every day that do that effectively, where they'll, and a lot of times I'll look at them, I'll be like, man, there's a million ways you could have said that, and you picked the perfect way
mm-hmm.
that I could relate to. And I think the things like, that's what this is. This isn't about, you know, be louder than the next guy and you'll get your way. This is more along the lines of, if you approach it this way.
Having tact.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But it's not, you said it like it's common sense, but for many people, myself included, sometimes it's not so easy,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially, and again, this isn't a sexist statement at all, but sometimes conversations between genders,
mm-hmm.
there's less relatability than we'd like. So yeah, there's things in here that I'm sure everybody could, and if there's a psychology involved, that would make this imperative.
Definitely.
Imperative conference. And again, what does it cost, Linz?
It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
It's free. And I feel that, and it's definitely, you know, a level of confidence that you just, some people lack when you're unemployed. It really hits you. You know, it's
you're
like,
telling
oh
me,
man.
I've been there.
Well, and see, I was just gonna say, Dennis. Actually, no, I didn't mean it like that. No,
I was
no.
Just gonna tell you, Dennis.
No, I was gonna say it is first come, first serve basis. But participants must also prove that show proof of their employment status. Maybe you can say, you know, you have to show that you are unemployed.
Uh-huh.
Or you have to show that you just work a part-time job and you're trying to get into the different, you know, higher up or something. It has to be underworked and
underemployed.
Which
means that you're working in a less capacity or a mm-hmm. job that doesn't fully utilize your potential. The other, I'm imagining if a corporate so-and-so shows up, they would say, well, we want to make sure that the other people have an opportunity first. So
exactly. If you can kind of step aside and let first come first.
Or ma'am.
Yeah. First come first serve, you know, and you are, no, step aside.
Well, I was here first. But obviously this is being tailored for people that need it most. And if you're happily and actively employed, then,
yeah,
you know.
Good for you.
Yeah. That's the confidence you need.
Once again, this is also open to the veterans. So check it out. It's going on at the MTech Center, which is on Schaefer. We discussed how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's February 6th to the 10th from 8 to 4:30.
Cool.
And there's no need to register. Show up.
Just be there.
Just be there. We're getting close to the end of the show. And there are a few more things that are going on the end of February. And
okay.
One is this pre-education conference, which goes on every year, right?
Every year. The last couple of years. Now,
well, every year we've been doing our show.
Can we, for our February show, now, I know we're going to end with this. Should we jump the gun, or I don't know what you have left.
Well, actually, we should probably maybe discuss, we talked about this in our last show, was the pitcher and catcher 6-week
this is cool.
progression baseball camp. It's for children.
6 to 12,
Six to 12.
Yeah.
Players 13 and older will participate from you can be 6 to 12. For the lower one, and then 13 to 18, I guess.
So they separated by age for the different.
Separated by age,
good.
By time.
Good.
This is a camp that is open to everyone.
This has been going
it's
on.
It's not
now.
Just for children. It's open to everyone. There is no cutoff.
This
you could go
cool.
tomorrow, Dennis.
Really?
Well, actually, January 15th. That'll be the next day you can go.
Okay.
Not tomorrow.
Right.
But yeah, you can go. I can go. We
but
can
this
all
is
go.
An interesting thing, because what they did was they put together these. okay, workshops, or what do they call them?
Well, the purpose of the camp, it's a camp, baseball camp, is it's day camp.
Right.
It's not like going and spending the night and being gone for a week. The purpose of the camp is to help elementary, middle, and high school students learn the art of pitching and catching.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than go to a one-day camp, this is a progression camp, which is better from a reference standpoint because it grants participants the opportunity to retain and work on their skills.
So at the very first session, you're going to probably be at the most basic level of pitching and catching.
Yeah, they progress as they go on.
So the, and then, okay.
And you get individualized attention. It's like it's very, they're small. It's mm-hmm. small, and you're working one-on-one with our students here, mm-hmm. our baseball, I'm not students, our team members, our baseball mm-hmm. team members.
The team?
Yeah.
And the coaching staff.
And the coaching staff. And the coach actually is Stephen Brown. He's the head coach of HFCC's baseball
team. He's our baseball coach.
He's really excited about this.
He's a great guy.
And he says that the participants select their start date and attend for the next 6 weeks.
Right.
So the next one that is going to be available is February 5th, and then it's 6 weeks.
Now, the session that's currently just started January 8th, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and that was the very first one. So if you're a youngster or you're I guess you said that it was for people my age too, but if you're interested in this and you're not at the very, very basic level, I wonder if it would be worth a phone call to find out if maybe they can jump in on the next session.
I think you can because it's $20 for each session.
They are individually priced.
$20 for their individually priced, although it says here that...
if you want to go to all of them, it's like $90, so it's a savings, right?
It is a savings. And
so 6 times 20 would be 120. But if you know you're going to all 6 sessions, you only pay
$90,
save $30. So
the money goes to benefit Henry Ford's baseball team,
which is cool. They went to a tournament last year in Texas. I know because my buddy Max was one of the pitchers, and you know they did fundraisers. This is everything we do at this level is kind of like, you know, whatever money is not already available, we got to make for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not unlike, honestly, some of the things that are going on in the regular school districts because of the lack of funding. You know, if you want to play sports, you're paying.
Right.
If you want to sing, I think you pay now.
Yeah, you pay for everything.
You do, but I mean, it's better than losing the program. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do have things in place. But the point is, these guys on this baseball team, they're not offered scholarships.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Our school does really well in sports. We don't offer scholarships. We're mm-hmm. one of the few basketball. We're one of the only one in the country in the history of community colleges that has gone to the tournament in March, the community college basketball tournament, without offering scholarships. And we came in second place 1 year. So, I mean, we have an incredible sports program here. But the point is they have to get their money in different ways.
They count on funding.
And this is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're helping the community. You're helping kids. You obviously, the people on our team, players and staff, coaches, know what they're talking about. So to be able to take that in almost in a mentoring capacity for $20, are you kidding me?
Right. $90 for the whole course for 6 weeks.
This is incredible. And for anybody that's considering even, you know, playing baseball for fun, but obviously at the collegiate level, that's a little bit more higher stakes. But if you're considering just even for fun, for that price, that's a pretty good way to get the fundamentals.
Well, they say it's the art of pitching and catching. It's an art, Dennis.
Well, I was a pitcher and not a very good one, so mm-hmm. I would have to agree with that.
I can't catch for at all. I'm
really?
No, I run.
Oh, okay. Do you throw like a girl?
I can't catch, no. Maybe. I'm kind of a girl.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean, do you throw like one?
How do you throw like a girl?
I don't know.
You're
aiming to me, but the ball ends up to your right. I don't know.
We could do on air, like,
no.
Check it out.
Well, Lindsay, here's the thing, and I'll just tell you this, and this is not to be offensive at all, but when we were younger, we would say when we met somebody threw like a girl, and mm-hmm. that was usually based on some girl in our class who couldn't throw,
yeah.
We would automatically, since I'm right-handed, I would take the ball in my left hand and throw.
I've been told that I throw like a girl. So
okay.
And I don't know if that has to do with me being a girl and that I'm throwing.
Right,
so.
That could be. And that in its sense is just a fact. You throw like a girl, right?
Regardless, if you're a girl or a boy and you want to learn how to pitch and catch and throw a ball,
right.
Then you should definitely call Coach Brown at 657-3200, 657-3200, and talk to Coach Brown. Stephen Brown is his name, but
right.
Call him Coach Brown because he's going to be the coach that you will be seeing
mm-hmm.
For the classes that you're going to go to. I believe that I recommend, if you want to take advantage of this and take full advantage, to the full 6 weeks. It's 4 meetings. February 5th is the next one. It's the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. It's only $90.
Yeah.
$90. And the times change For children 6 to 12, it's 1 to 2. Players 13 and older, it's 2 to 3. And this is in the afternoon.
That's good. That
and it's going on at the Henry here at the Henry Ford Athletic Memorial Building.
Okay.
So
it's wonderful. Indoors. Wonderful. Yeah, they're not batting, so they can pitch and catch inside.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is something, you know, are you going to take this camp and then go try out for the Tigers? No. This is for kids to learn the fundamentals from people who know what they're talking about.
Right.
Oh, boy, we are up against it.
We're up against it. Well, Dennis, the 21st Annual Mike Atchery Golf Tournament supports student scholarships. We were just talking about scholarships with the baseball camp.
And this is a long ways off, but it's very popular, and making reservations and getting involved sooner rather than later is a good idea.
That's why we're telling you about it now, because it is extremely popular.
There's a lot of information about it, though.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you know that it's coming up. May 16th is when it is.
Right.
And there's going to be funding for 100 scholarships of $1,000.
Wow.
So what is that? $100,000?
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And when you're talking big numbers about that, it's like that, it's a good thing to get involved now that you know what you're getting into.
And that Adrian name, everybody knows.
Yes, everybody knows that. The Dearborn Country Club, obviously, is where this is going on. That's, Dearborn's fine place over there in Military Street.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like Dennis said, there's much of information about this. And it's coming up. Be ready for the 21st Annual HFCC Mike Adrey Memorial Golf Tournament. And it is presented by Member Focus.
That's cool.
The Community Credit Union.
Yeah. And then we'll get obviously much deeper into that. Go to hfcc.edu, mm-hmm. and right on the front page to the right, there's a big square box. There's like three things that are highlighted. One of them is winter semester sign up. One of them is no smoking. And I believe the one in the middle or right above that is the Mike Adrey.
Yeah. Any golfers that are interested, that they can sign up for the morning round for only $200.
Okay.
Afternoon for $250. I mean, this is, you know, you
but
get food and
so
you get a ton
stuff.
Of stuff. I mean, golf is expensive as it is.
Yeah.
I don't play golf, but I know it's expensive because
I'm starting to.
Because I don't play it.
Right.
So
it's
I know
so
it's expensive.
Fun, though.
It is. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. I went to the driving range and was like, oh my.
But that's easier
it's really,
than actual
but
golf.
It's really hard to actually hit the ball.
Yeah.
You think I throw like a girl? You should see me swinging a golf club.
We'll cut our losses, I think.
All right.
Do you have anything else at all?
We have one more thing, Dennis.
And I want to talk about our next show.
It's coming up on our next show, actually, February 18th. So on our next show, we will talk in depth about the pre-education conference that's going to be going on.
And our guest on our next show, our February show, will in fact be Kathy Dooling. She is a major, major player, a big part of the 5101 restaurant here on Henry Ford Community College campus. In fact, we... from our wonderful spot here in the lovingly call it the fishbowl here, mm-hmm. our station and our studio, we can look out and see the 5101. Kathy will be our guest. She will also have menus for all of the buffets that are coming up.
Oh, we're so excited about that.
Including the big one, of course, is over Easter. And then we have the international buffet. She has all of the menus. We're going to have her on here. And I haven't told you this yet, Lindsay, but I'm going to try to talk her into actually bringing some food.
We've been wanting to do on-air taste testing for a while.
We can't really eat here in the studio, so we won't tell anybody.
We can smell. Like,
sure.
We could do aroma radio.
Oh,
we're on to something.
All right. Listen, it was wonderful seeing you again.
Happy New Year to our listeners. Happy New Year to you, Dennis.
Absolutely. And, good luck in school.
Good luck to you, too.
Thanks. And we will talk to everybody in 1 month's time. Please have a great January.
Computer Information Systems Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.
Love to design stuff and play on the internet? Henry Ford Community College offers a one-year certificate program in web technologies and design. Advanced HTML, computer art, web authoring tools, and web multimedia are a few of the courses offered.
Computer Information Systems Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.
The program is designed to prepare a student to take CIW Certificate Internet Webmaster exams.
For more information on CIW exams, log on to www.ciwcertified.com.
drop by the HFCC Counseling Office or log on to the web at hfcc.edu.
Computer Information Systems, Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.